Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We got an email here from Agye.
Hi, please. I law student in Ghana, and I would like to take the test, but I want to know if the score I could get scholarship to study in US in one of the top law schools for a JD. I read that literally.
You missed one word. You missed with. He said, but I want to know if with the score, I could get scholarship to study in US in one of the top law schools for a JD. And yeah, right off the bat. Hi, please. I law student in Ghana. You want to answer Agye's question?
Yeah, the easiest way to answer this question is to go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships and start putting in scores that are close to what you've scored or what you think you can get and see whether you can get any scholarships with those scores. For GPA, though, that's going to be tough, right? He's an international applicant.
Yeah, and we haven't figured out yet how to do the scholarship estimator for international students, I don't think.
I mean, maybe put in a 3.0 and a 3.5 and a 4.0.
Well,
that might make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, so I think what you should actually put in is your school's median.
So that it has no effect.
Right. Yeah, because international applicants, you're not going to have a GPA. You're only going to have an LSAT. So you are going to affect their LSAT numbers. You're not going to affect their GPA numbers. So I think the way to do it is, you know, if you're targeting UCLA, I think you need to look up what the median GPA is for UCLA, put that in along with your actual LSAT, and then see what the chances are. Evidence has shown us that there's no discrimination against international students for scholarship purposes, but it does put like all the eggs in the LSAT basket.
Yeah, and then see what scholarships you can get at what schools.
Based on this one sentence that you have written to us, Agye, you know, I think you're going to, the English part of this is going to be a huge challenge. But, you know, if you're killing it with a 170 something LSAT, then I'm not going to complain about your English anymore. Like that's not going to bother the schools. If you can score 170 something on the LSAT, then like you've got proficiency enough in the English language to compete at this level. I think it really depends what Agye means by top law schools. I mean, if you're talking about the top 14 or whatever, then, you know, I think it's going to be pretty clear, Agye, that to get a scholarship, you're going to need a 170 plus. And then it's just a matter of where you draw the line. Top law, I don't know. Like, the schools that are, you know, 49th in the country love to talk about how they're a top 50 law school. But schools that are ranked 99th in the country love to talk about how they're a top 100 law school.
So 100 of 200 law schools or 150 ranked law schools.
Every law school is a top law school in their own minds.
Yep.
So what does that actually mean? I don't know. But yeah. Agye, go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships. And then, yeah, for GPA, I guess you just got to put in the median GPA at any school you're interested in.
Thanks for writing in. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.